The views and opinions expressed on this program aren't necessarily those of this station, but those of the sponsors, Armada Advisors.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it is, what is today? Wednesday, hump day. And we are here to talk a little bit about money with Armada Advisors. And Trevor Odom is here. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Trevor is the vice president of Armada Advisors here in Pensacola, Florida, located at 1800 Northeast Street. Armada Advisors currently manages about $165 million plus. And specializes in all types of financial advising, from traditional wealth management to retirement planning and 401ks. Trevor worked in Milan, Italy, before Armada, and is the head of the U.S. investments for Divere Italia, and currently is an officer in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve and a Johns Hopkins University graduate. And I can tell you're in the reserves because he came in with a new haircut this morning.
Yes, and that's what happens. We have military duty upcoming.
Yeah, I hear, yeah. So you're good. So, obviously, the big questions right now, a lot of headlines about the market lately.
Yes, the market is in a very, I'd say, interesting part. We've been telling our clients since the beginning of the year that, hey, this year, you know, it's not going to be a 23%+ year like we've been seeing in the past 2 years. It's just fiscally impossible. I mean, it has happened before, but it's so rare. Mm-hmm. And especially when the market for the past 2 years has been driven by, you know, the Magnificent Seven. So almost all the growth in the market has been led by, you know, Facebook, Nvidia, Amazon, like the Magnificent Seven and so forth. And so lately the market's dropped, you know, significantly from like 6,000 points in the S&P to about 5,500, and people like freaking out. Our phones have been blown off the hook from our clients.
I would imagine, yes.
But it's largely, I mean, it's needed to come back. We, unfortunately, and I tell every single one of my clients, like, I want to make you money, I promise. But I can't guarantee that you're going to make money every single day, mm-hmm. and it's never going to go down. And people say they understand it, but a lot of people, unfortunately, don't. And a market goes ups and downs. But if you look at like a graph from 1942 all the way till today, the market's gone down a huge amount of times. But how many times has it rebounded? Way more than it's ever gone down. We've had more positive years than we've ever had negative years. Mm-hmm. And so some people blame the president. Some people blame this. But it really is a combination of things. And a large part of it is even economists in the market, they don't understand tariffs. People think tariffs are a bad thing. They just see, oh, my prices are going to get expensive. Oh, things are going to increase. But they don't realize that we pay tariffs for most things on every single day things. For example, alcohol mm-hmm. has a typical 25 to 35% tariff on alcohol imported from Europe. And a lot of people don't notice that because they just go buy their favorite brand like Johnny Walker, you know, Glenlivet or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's much more expensive because when I travel overseas, I remember calling my dad like over 10 years ago, like, why is a bottle of, you know, Johnny Walker, you know, $12 over here compared to the 30 plus that it is? And he said it's tariffs.
Interesting.
And so people
right.
pay tariffs every day. And, you know, under President Biden's administration, we had a huge amount of tariffs. And a lot of them were the same tariffs that President Trump put on in the first administration. He just even added more tariffs on the China tariffs. So it's really funny how the media is taking these tariffs, which they can be, you know, detrimental in some aspects if they're on for forever. But, you know, it's just, you know, President Biden expanded on what Trump did in the first term, and now Trump's going further with other tariffs. And it's a way to kind of, you know, leverage the weight of the United States economy around without truly, really affecting diplomatic relations. It's really, you know, I'm going to do this if you don't, you know, listen to us. And so countries like to fight back. But it really, it's like who has the biggest economy that's going to win. And in the end, you know, we may have to pay more in the short term for a little while, but it's going to protect American industry, American farmers, and American, you know, manufacturing much more than, you know, buying stuff overseas.
So when this is happening, then you have people calling because they are seeing their numbers go down. Exactly. And so what do you say to those folks?
You know, it's understandable to worry, but, you know, it's all about timing, time in the market and not timing the market. Because a lot of people would love if every single financial advisor would sell when it's extremely high and buy when it's extremely low. And I mean, of course, we all try to do that. There's no financial advisor that doesn't. But, you know, it's really like, you know, you pay us for good advice. And there's a study done by Russell Investments back in 2020, which is a large investment research firm. And it says people with an advisor actually perform 4% in time good better than the average person who does it themselves in times of good investing. It mitigates the risk of downturn when it's a time of downturn, because a lot of people will panic and sell too early or not know what to do and just be completely mind blown. And so we have been, you know, selling out of positions, taking profits for people, reallocating them to the more conservative. But then a lot of people's accounts, we've already been doing it for a long time. And I looked at our accounts, I've been doing a huge amount of reviews for all of our accounts lately. Mm-hmm. And people that are in, you know, we've been reallocating people in the cheap sectors for the past few months. I mean, healthcare, a lot of our clients and a lot of healthcare stocks. Most people who have healthcare stocks are up 5% year to date.
Oh, really?
You know, energies, people who own energy stocks are up 0.5% year to date. And this is all yesterday's data.
Mm-hmm.
And then consumer staples, which is like, you know, Procter & Gamble and companies like that, they're up 3.4%. So, I mean, there is money to be made. And that's why we look at all these sectors, get rid of the cheapest, because if the cheapest sector is usually the cheapest for a reason, that means there's problems.
Mm-hmm.
And then we look, what are the next cheapest? And we look to see which companies are the gold mine, which companies have solid earnings growing year after year and mm-hmm. will continue to grow even further. And so that we invest in those companies. And that's how we mitigate a lot of downturn risk. It has proven very successful for our clients. Now we have some clients, of course, you know, who are very consolidated in some positions, like mm-hmm. NVIDIA, for example.
Right.
And we said, hey, you know, we think there's going to be a market downturn. This was in December. We told her, it's like, hey, we think we should get out of this. And we could have done it, but she was so adamant, I don't want to sell my NVIDIA stock. That's made me rich, blah, 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 blah. And then she calls us the other day crying, like, why didn't you sell this? And we're like, well, you told us not to sell it. And it's like, we had explicit instructions from you. She's like, I should have listened to you. And it's like, there's a reason there's a method to our madness.
Right, right. That's why you're paying for an advisor. Because you obviously you're doing this every single day, so you see the ups exactly. and downs and the fluctuations in the market. And I can remember my father saying it's a long-term deal.
Exactly.
He would say, if you're going to invest, then invest for the long term. But I'm not an advisor.
Exactly.
I'm not an expert, but that kind of what I hear you saying.
You know, a friend of mine told me a great analogy about investing. And, you know, every time the market is down, yes, it sucks. Even for my own accounts, I don't like seeing anything go down. Nobody mm-hmm. does. We all want to make money.
Of course.
And it's natural. It's human. But, you know, somebody told me this, and I'll never forget it because it's such a good analogy. It says when you have Black Friday, for example, the amount of Americans that go crazy to buy stuff 50, 75% off mm-hmm. discount, whether it's, you know, a washer, whether it's a TV, you know, a lot of people are rushing on Black Friday to buy their brand new TV or a brand new iPhone because it's discounted so heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we have that same approach about the stock market? If your favorite stock is down, like Amazon, say, you know, back in 2022 when it was down huge amounts, I can't even remember how much it was down, I think 30-40%+. And people are saying, don't buy Amazon, it's going to fail, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, it's not. Every single person, I joke that my girlfriend keeps them in business, okay? I mean, like, there's so much. And we were telling people, buy Amazon. Mm. In the past 2 years, Amazon's done 80%+ since 2022. And so, you know, your favorite stock is on sale. That's not a time to get out of it, especially if you believe in the company, believe how they make money. I mean, Warren Buffett said, I was listening to one of his interviews, an old interview yesterday. You know, he's like, you know, a stock for most people is just a stock. They buy it at a certain price. They see it go up and down, and they want to sell for it more than what whatever. And then by the time it comes back to the price that you paid for it, they want to sell it. Well, you know, and then you won't buy a stock because you think it's going to grow. You don't like have a personal investment, sure, but you believe in the company to grow and grow your money more and more in the future. And so that's why we buy a stock. We don't just buy it just to make money for people, mm-hmm. but all of our stocks are carefully researched between, you know, and we have time horizons for 3 to 5 years, sometimes more like Amazon. And, you know, we look at their future growth potential. And when we see a company starting to have really bad problem signs of growth and warning signs, we get out of it and take profits. I mean, Netflix is one of those, you know, back in, I remember we got into it in 2016, and about 2020, got $450, $500 a share. And we sold about $450 for most of our clients. So our clients realized a huge percentage. And they had a few years of tumultuous growth. Now they're back up again. And there's a lot of questions you could go into for another hour, whether
right,
it's really
course.
Sustainable or not.
Mm-hmm.
But it really, that's what we do. We always are constantly evaluating. It's just like, you know, a mechanic firm or any other or a risk analysis firm. You know, every business is doing their own analysis for what their market is. And that's what we're doing. And we're analyzing the market.
Right, right. I'm talking with Trevor Odom with Armada Advisors. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Definitely have an expert in the house on the market, and there's a lot happening in that arena. So if you have a question or a comment, go ahead and text it in at 850-437-1620. I know Trevor will do his best to give you his insights on what is happening. So is this the time, with everything going down, is this the time to be buying or to sit back and watch and see what happens?
I think it's time to... See, my boss and I, we both look at my father and I, really. We've been telling clients, you know, it's okay to take some profits, definitely. But it's right now, as we think the market's going to go down a little bit further because there's still so much uncertainty. I mean, even with yesterday with U.S. with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, he said the Ukrainians want to cease fire. I mean, the market's gone up today a little bit on that news. I mean, also inflation's better, and the jobs report was actually pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
All these people say, oh, we're going to have a recession, and there's not going to be a recession.
Well, that's good to hear.
I mean, but you have whenever you buy, you go, you'll own every single news network. Oh, recession, whatever. It's like the doomsayers. I mean, the people are saying, oh, we're going to have stagflation, which is, you know, negative, like it's a growth stalls, inflation is going to persist, and unemployment rises. Well, unemployment really hasn't risen that significantly. Inflation is still here. It's always been here, and it's moderated significantly. So a lot of people are just trying to grab those sound bites for the mm-hmm. media.
It's so hard to discern with those sound bites what is the truth, what are the real facts, because you hear completely opposite sides most of the time and a different take, and it is hard to figure out what exactly the truth is. And I think that's what's good about what you all do, because you're in this every day and you know the companies,
exactly.
You've researched them. It goes beyond the headlines, because you're not knee-jerk reacting to mm-hmm. what you're hearing on the radio, on TV. I shouldn't say that, but in the news, I should say.
I mean, that's what people pay. That's what you pay an advisor for. I mean, we've gotten a lot of clients over the years that would do it their self-investing.
Right.
They would do it themselves, and mm-hmm. they would be like, I can do it when it's market's going great, but when it's going down, they would panic and mm-hmm. you know, call us like, what do I do? And, you know, it's so much weight off your shoulders when you hire it out to a financial advisor that truly cares about you. I mean, we're fiduciary. We, you know, we always act in our client's best interest, and we want people to understand their investments, why we're making them for them, and making sure that, you know, we wouldn't do things that are too crazy that are not, you know, for their risk tolerance.
Okay, I'm talking with Trevor Odom with Armada Advisors, 850-437-1620. Send in your text to Pep Talk. And we did get a question here this sure. morning, Trevor. So as one heads into retirement, what is the time to start shifting towards bonds? Should we be in 50% bonds at age 65?
So that's a good question. I mean, everybody hears of the 60-40. I mean, I even remember in basic economic class in high school, they were talking about the traditional portfolio, 60% equities, 40% bonds.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you have to look at your own finances. You know, that's why it's always good to, even if you don't choose a financial advisor to manage it, it's always good to sit down with a financial advisor that can really look through your budget, look through your income, your expenses, and say, hey, this is where, you know, we think that, you know, you should either allocate your stocks, bonds to get the most amount of dividends, whether you think you should buy more bonds, or because we'll take into effect pensions, Social Security, military, teachers' pensions, et cetera. And so that's why financial advisors are in a unique place, because we have training of analyzing all that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of people want to put bonds as soon as they get in retirement. Well, you have to look at the bond market. With inflation as much as it is, 5% is not really outpacing inflation per year,
mm-hmm.
which is what your average bond portfolio will give you. So it's still a good idea, especially more in retirement. Like the 60-40 bond or equity bond portfolio is kind of outdated for a lot of people, especially in when they're my age and younger, in their 20s and 30s. But as you get to retirement, the 60-40 portfolio really starts to shine. And as you get, you know, closer towards, you know, hey, I'm really thinking about leaving my wealth to my heirs, then it's a good time to turn into bonds. Or if you go into a retirement home and really need that income,
mm-hmm.
and that's we do that too. We specialize in, you know, in dividend investing, you know, income growth and income portfolios. And so, I mean, we even designed $1,000 or $100,000 portfolio that generated about $4,000 a year just in passive income.
Oh, and that's so great.
It's definitely possible. But by putting yourself all in bonds too early, you're doing yourself a detriment to the future. I know it's people who do it for a risk standpoint, but there's plenty of good companies that are out there that you can invest in that are still stable and but still provide way more return than a bond ever will.
Interesting. Great question. If you have a question for Trevor from Armada Advisors, 850-437-1620. So at this time, what would you say if I was a new investor, let's say, and wanted to come into the market? Should I wait a little bit till things settle down, or is now a good time to jump in?
Now, if you're a new investor, or if you're thinking about getting back into the market and are not satisfied with your previous financial advisor, or your husband or wife, or yourself holding your own investments, now is a perfect time. So many things have dropped to a cheap level. That's why I've been wanting to encourage people to go into the market and put their money in there, but it's being important to invest in good companies. And so that's why I really encourage people, no matter what age, whether the market's up, down, it's never too late to start investing. And that's why you should always put money in the market, because especially if you have a long time horizon.
Okay, we've got someone on the line here. So Bob, you're live on the air, so be sure and use the right language to ask your question. You had a question for Trevor?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Mr. Trevor.
What's your question, sir?
I got a small business. Well, I got a small business, and I've had it for a decade. I'm ready to retire. But it looks like all I can invest on this retirement thing is about $500,000. Is there any way to invest that where we're insured, an income every year for longer than this?
So what you're thinking of sounds like an annuity, but a lot of people that put money into annuities pay so much in fees that they never actually realize any significant gain. And so what we do for people that have, a large amount of money that want a guaranteed income is we do a fixed income portfolio of bonds. And that will, we have some portfolios that generate, up to, between $20,000 and $40,000 with an income portfolio. And so we're able to do that with an RIA because we can accumulate safe stocks that provide high dividends, and we incorporate a lot of fixed income. And we don't buy junk bonds or anything like that, because junk bonds are terrible. They could go out of business, the company could go through. But you look for good companies, and we mix that with treasuries, and people really see between a 5 to 7% year to return depending on the market. And it's cheaper than an annuity. For example, your average annuity, you're going to pay about $100,000, or with $100,000 in an annuity, you're going to pay about $6,000 in fees a year. With a bond portfolio with Armada Advisors, you pay, $500 a year.
I vote for B.
And so that's why there is a lot of options to get guaranteed income. And that's why we never do annuities. I mean, we have some clients that brought annuities over, sir, but they really want to get out of them. I have more people coming to me about wanting guaranteed returns, and annuities can guarantee it, but you're really sacrificing a lot of growth in your money over the long term.
Does that answer your question?
Pretty much it does. I'd like to talk to your father, a little bit later on down the line. Make a point with you guys that come on out and talk to you about it.
Well, give us a call at 850-497-6167, and we'll be happy to sit down with you, Bob.
Great. Bob, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
Good information.
All right. We're talking to Armada Advisors this morning. Trevor Odom is here to answer your questions on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. That's what we're all about, bringing you the information you need to make the right decisions. 850-437-1620. Feel free to call or text in with your question. So many questions, so little time already.
It's hard to believe it's flown by.
We only have about 5 or 6 minutes left. But what are some things you'd like to touch on today, Trevor, that maybe we haven't touched on?
Like I said, a lot of people ask me, what can I do for my future? What can I, I see a lot. So I do a court appointed guardianship on the side for people who are, incapacitated and never really made an estate plan. And the thing that we emphasize in all of our client reviews, because we're fiduciary, we look at how much probate's going to cost. We look at your house, do you have a will? Do you have a trust? Because if you don't have a trust, then it's not a clear way of, et cetera, you have to go through probate. And so we can refer you to lawyers. We can refer you to all sorts of people, because that's what we do. We don't try to solve every single problem, because we're not the experts for everything. And there's a reason why we have lawyers, accountants, everything. I'm not going to try to do my taxes by myself.
Me either.
and so it's extremely important to, look at your finances on a regular basis, at least monthly basis, review them, review your long-term planning, because if you don't, a lot of people will go into retirement because they'll try to save every single dollar in a savings account, or they'll spend it because they're living paycheck to paycheck. And it's unfortunate. A lot of people do. But, you know, if you can find some way to put in $100 a month or make sure your job has a 401k plan, your future self will thank you, because living on Social Security is doable, but it's becoming harder and harder and harder, especially if you need some sort of care later on in life.
No question.
And so it's extremely important to think about the future. And it's hard, even when not, I mean, I hate thinking about the future when I'm, you know, my 20s, but I know it's going to get here sooner rather than later. And I'd rather have money saved up, because I can't preach to other people that, hey, you should put money in the market, if I don't do it myself.
Is it ever too late?
It's never too late. I mean, it is some, for some people do have unrealistic expectations. I had a prospect once, I remember when I was in Italy, mm-hmm. she was like 50 and she wanted, like, how much money a month would you like in, you know, retirement? Well, you know, I make 3,000, 4,000 a month. So I'd really like $6,000 a month. And I did all the calculations. I'm like, are you prepared to put in, you know, $10,000 to $15,000 a month to get there?
Because,
because she wanted to retire in like 10 years. I'm in like, and I'm like, that was like an iffy situation. She's like, I don't have that money. I'm like, well, then you gotta be realistic. You gotta be realistic about your investment growth. And I have people that are retired that still, you know, work a little bit, and they put money into the market because they believe in growing it for themselves and for the future, and also their heirs. So it's definitely never too late.
So why don't we review some of the services that you do provide? Because you've gone through some of them as we've talked about different topics, but
sure.
Just to sort of wrap it up and say, these are all the things we can do for you. If you wanted to come in for a consultation, here's what we'd look at.
Sure. So, I mean, when people come in for a consultation, you know, we look at your financial accounts. We see where they're at. We analyze your fees that you're paying, analyze your current investments, and we see if there's areas that we can improve. And we also will offer, like, you know, budgeting services, you know, financial,
really?
Plan, truly financial plan, like sit down, like I don't manage anything, and we just go over your finances to help a budget. And so we charge an hourly fee. So we do that for people every year. And we also do asset under management for wealth, traditional wealth management. You have taxable and retirement accounts. And we also do, you know, 529 plans. We help kids plan for education. We even can do investing for children as well as a custodial account. And we do a lot of estate planning. And we, one of our unique things that a lot of people don't realize we do is trustee services. And
so
we can be a power of attorney or a third party independent trustee, because we see more and more, and I'm sure a lot of people listening see it, like when their parents die or a loved one dies, families like, oh, my children are so perfect, they're never going to fight. Well, there's almost always a fight of some sort, because I feel neglected, or I didn't get this, or I want that. And so that's why you have a third party trustee that, you know, we don't care about the emotional part. We just do exactly what the trust says and make sure every single family member can get their portion of their inheritance.
And it's so important to do that ahead of time.
Exactly.
You just never know when your day is going to come, and you want to be ready, because the worst case scenario is no will, no trust, nothing.
Exactly.
That
and
is the
never,
worst.
And, you know, I was a Boy Scout. I'm an Eagle Scout still. And one of the things I live my life by is be prepared. The scout motto, be prepared, because you never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Whether, you know, it's important, like I said, to have at least money in a savings account. Like, it's always great to invest, but you also have to think realistically. I'm not saying never put money in savings. You should have at least 3 to 6 months of expenses in an emergency savings account, because God forbid a hurricane could come and you have to replace a roof or your hot water
Absolutely.
Heater could blow. And so there's financial success is investing and also making sure you have money for your needs and put money in savings as well.
Well, terrific advisor opportunities with Armada Advisors. So we've about a minute or so left. What would you like to say in terms of how people can reach you?
Give us a call at 850-497-6167. That number again is 850-497-6167. My name is Trevor Odom, and you can email me at info@armadaadvisors.com.
And that's the website as well?
Our website is armadaadvisors.com. That's correct.
Okay. So we've been getting all kinds of tips this morning. I hope it's been helpful to those of you listening in. And if you haven't done it yet, I would encourage you to contact Trevor or Wesley, his father, and Armada Advisors, because they do the research. They are very well-versed in what's happening in the market. And it sounds to me like you're weathering this storm that we seem to be, this little thunderstorm, as they say, that we seem to be experiencing. This little front that's moving through right now, right?
Exactly. I mean, we've seen far worse things, signals in the market.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we want, President Trump wants the market to succeed. The country wants the market to succeed. And so do we. And so should you.
Okay. And on that note, we're going to say good day. Thank you so much, Trevor, for coming in. Again, one more time, your phone number.
850-497-6167.
ArmadaAdvisors.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you
this
for
is
me.